Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1104, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Miss Mary Fink on April 28th, and she didn't say that I committed the crime, and I didn't shoot out of the room immediately after she said that I didn't tell Miss Carson on Monday that I was drunk all day Saturday. I didn't see her at all on Monday. I didn't tell Mr. Herbert Haas on Monday that I was afraid to go on the street, that I would give $1 million if I was a white man. I said if I was a white man, I would go on out. I didn't say nothing about no $1 million because I don't know what it takes to make a million. I didn't ask Miss Small on Monday what the extra had in it, and I didn't say Mr. Frank is just as innocent as you are. I didn't ask Miss Fuss on Wednesday for an extra. I didn't tell her that I thought Mr. Frank was as innocent as the angels in heaven. Redirect examination. I never was in jail until April 26th. I have been down at police headquarters several times. First time I was arrested was for throwing rocks. I was a small boy then. I was arrested another time for fighting black boys. Then I was arrested about drinking and disorderly. And the last time I was arrested was about fighting again. I never have fought with a white man or white woman. Police officers took me down to jail and to door where Mr. Frank was. I never did see Mr. Frank in jail. The last time I saw Mr. Frank was in the station house before I had talked. He looked at me and smiled and bowed his head. While I was writing the notes, Mr. Frank took the pencil out of my hand and told me to rub out that A I had down there on the word Negro. I saw Mary Fagan's pocketbook or mesh bag in Mr. Frank's office after he got back from the basement. It was lying on his desk. He'd taken it and put it in the safe. When I went back to see about the girl, it wouldn't have taken more than about a minute to go down and lock and unlock the door. He had time enough to do it. Mr. Scott talked to me about 3 hours and a half one Thursday. Mr. Frank told me he would send me away from here if they caught me. He should get me out on bond and send me away. I never saw Mincy before I saw him at the station house in Mr. Lanford's office. I had orders from Mr. Frank to write down how many boxes we needed and give it to him. I didn't tell Mr. Black or Mr. Scott about the mesh bag because they didn't ask me. I disremember when I first told about it. I think it was after I was in jail. I told Mr. Dorsey about it after I came out of jail. Mr. Frank knew for a whole year that I could write. I used to write for him the word luxury, George Washington, Magnolia, Uncle Remus, Thomas Jefferson. That's the name of pencils. I spell luxury, L-U-X-U-R-Y. I spell George Washington, G-E-O-R-G-E-W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. I spell magnolia, M-A-G-N-O-L-I-A. I spell Uncle Remus, U-N-C-L-E-R-E-M-U-S. I spell Thomas Jefferson, T-H-O-M-A-S-J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N. I spell George Washington, G-E-O-R-G-E-W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. After Mr. Frank found out what I meant, he understood it. I spell ox, O-X. Yes, I wrote him orders to take money out of my wages. The pocketbook was a wire-looking, whitish-looking pocketbook, had a chain to it. You could take it and fold it up and hold it in one hand. When I